I don't know if you are into the whole holiday party whirlwind right now or not, but sometimes you might need to find a gift for like a little white elephant or, you know, gift exchange or something like that, either with family or coworkers or things like that. And, you know, sometimes
I've got ones in my pantry just waiting to be used. It's been up there for a couple of years.
Is it barbecue sauce?
No, it is not. But it does have to do with food prep.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So now
it's a dinosaur taco holder, I have to say it.
Now, were you given this?
Yeah.
Okay. So you realize, you know what? I'm not going to use this.
Yes.
But someone else.
It's a perfect white elephant gift exchange kind of a thing.
Right. So someone else may enjoy this. Immensely. And so,
No, 1,000%. It's probably going to then go into somebody else's pantry and then wait to be regifted again. It's one of those things. Dinosaur taco holders. Come on now.
It sounds magical.
It is. It does look magical. I am kind of shocked I haven't used them yet.
Yeah. And I know that I can't sit there and say, well, I've never regifted anything. Of course I have. I've regifted something, but I've also done the whole, all right, well, if I've got this, I make sure that the groups of people are completely separate. Like if I got something from a coworker, maybe I'm giving it to a family member that lives out of state or something
They'll never know.
How will they know? They're never going to know. So
it still may be weird. Like, doesn't fit them at all, but whatever. Whatever.
I mean, I had an uncle who would go around and find things that he already owned. And
is that
just,
Uncle Joe?
No. But he would go around and he would find things that he already had and wrap them up and give them as gifts. And so, you know, you never knew what you were going to get.
Yard sailing at his house.
Yeah, at his house. Great. Like, oh, all right. Well, that's cool. He's like, you know what?
I found this for you.
Why donate this to Goodwill when I can just give it to my family?
Exactly.
All right. So Owen is checking in. We're going to get into his here in just a second. He says, I've got a quick and stupid question, and I thought, who better to answer this than you two?
Quick and stupid. That's our middle name.
There we go. DMs open at Ben and Kelly Show. We'll get to one from Owen about regifting next on 99.7 DJX.
The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
DMs at Ben and Kelly Show. Got this from Owen.
Yeah, Owen needs a little bit of help. Hey, Ben and Kelly, I have a quick and stupid question. I thought, who better to answer this than you two? LOL.
Sure.
Anyway, I'm thinking about regifting some cologne I got for my birthday and giving it to someone as their Christmas present instead. Is it okay to regift from different occasions? Has this ever happened to you?
Owen, I think it's okay to regift whenever, regardless of occasions.
Exactly. And cologne is a nice gift. I mean, that's kind of pricey most of the time, right?
Yeah, someone would probably enjoy that if that's not your scent or your style or whatever. And cologne is a very personal thing, too. So... I do know that I was given cologne for Christmas and for birthdays and things like that when I was growing up, when I was younger.
Was it a scent that you said that you liked?
Like, no, but I remember it was like an ex-girlfriend would give me like some cologne of something that she would like. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, something like that.
Like, I want you to smell like this.
Right.
Yes.
Right, exactly. And so I was like, all right. Now, I'm not much of a cologne wearer, so I wouldn't get much out of that gift. So, Owen, I understand that. You know, if you've got someone now, I think it could be a little bit weird because it's cologne.
Yeah, it could be a little personal. Like, are you going to give it to a coworker?
Like,
that's a little.
Hey, Bruce, weird. Thought you'd like to smell like this.
Thought that this was your scent. It's going to be amazing on you. Ladies will love it.
Yeah, I mean, if you're all right with that, then, you know, do what you need to do. But I would recommend making sure that there are different circles of friends.
Right.
You know, regardless of what the occasion is, I would make sure that there are different circles of friends. So if
you don't want to run the risk of the person that gave that to you knowing that you just gifted that to somebody else.
Yeah, exactly. Leslie said, don't re-gift if the person who got you the gift is at the same function that you're giving the gift
right.
at.
Right.
That seems obvious, but you know what? Good to spell that out because sometimes it ain't that obvious. Have you ever, Kelly, have you ever caught anyone regifting anything to you?
No.
Or you get caught regifting to someone else?
Not that I'm aware of.
Well, you're about to, because you've already talked about that that dinosaur taco holder that you can't wait to regift.
You know what? I am thinking I need to be using those. Like, why have I not used them? Like, they sound pretty magical.
Do you guys just not eat tacos?
Oh, we do.
Okay,
we do,
so
but
that's just going to waste.
I know. We just kind of lay them flat there on the plate, though. Maybe we need to be amping up our game a little bit with the dinosaur taco holders.
Is it just one dinosaur that has multiple slots for a taco, or
no,
is it?
I think it's just one. I don't think that there's multiple for the whole family. So then one person would be the lucky person to get the dinosaur taco holder, and then the rest of them would be out of luck.
How many tacos does it hold?
I think it's just one. It's pretty sizable, though. Like, you can handle a, you know, good size soft taco, prop it up.
Just one? Are you sure? Yeah. Just one?
I think so.
Okay.
I mean, I can go up and get the box and look.
I mean, I see that they range in price.
I literally have
never opened it. They range in price from $17 to $40.
Oh.
The dino,
I don't think I have the $40 model.
The dino taco holder. What kind of dinosaur is it? Can you identify it?
It looks like it's a brontosaurus.
Oh, okay. So a brontosaurus dinosaur taco holder that you can't wait to
re-gift to T-Rex
small to someone.
Hands.
All right.
Yeah.
Dave checks in and says, when I was younger, I re-gifted a Nerf gun my friend had gotten me a couple months prior.
That's a great gift for a kid.
Yeah. That friend was there and saw me give it to someone else.
Oh, that's not good. That's where we went wrong.
When you're at the same party or when you're at a party with the same friend that gave
the
you
same
a
circle.
Present.
Yeah.
That's what we say.
That's not good.
Yeah, that's what we mean when we say make sure they're different circles of friends. Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
I mean, but good gift. I bet lots of kids would enjoy that.
Yeah. Amy checks in and says, I need to start labeling who got me the gift. I want a re-gift because by the next year, I forgot. And I'm always afraid I'm going to give it back to the person who gave it to me.
Oh, that would be the absolute worst. That would be the absolute worst. That's the ultimate way to get busted.
And then you say, no, I just loved it so much. I wanted you to have one, too.
Exactly. Exactly.
And they're like, wait, but I got it at the same store for the same price too.
Exactly. Oh. And I knew exactly where to get it.
That's funny.
When I went to go shopping for you.
Yeah. So Owen, I don't think re-gifting is necessarily strange. I think we all do it.
Yeah. There are some parameters you need to live by if you're going to be considering that. Just again, make sure it doesn't have anything that, not the same circles, not the same circles, not the same event.
By the way, Terry is wanting to buy your taco holders off of you.
I know. Oh, yeah. Oh, there's a... she find a whole set?
Yeah.
So, oh, that's pretty.
Anyways.
Now, see, if I had the whole set, I think I'd be more likely
Terry,
to
here's the
them.
Thing. Don't buy them off of Kelly. Just get them new for yourself. All
what?
Right?
Mine have never... They're like new. I've never even opened the box.
Right. Don't buy them off, Kelly. Don't...
What?
Allow her the opportunity to try and sweat as she tries to re-gift these to someone else.
I'm going to go open it right now.
And
check
when,
it out.
And when you give that to me for our Gillo gift exchange, I will know exactly where they come from.
You're not going to know. You're going to forget it right now.
And then I'm going to re-gift it to you.
We never talked about it.
Re-gift it back to you. All right. So, Owen, hopefully that helps a little dive into the DM there on 99.7 DJX.